I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 24th, 2019. New versions of the PHP 7 branch were pushed out today, partly to fix a remote code execution bug. During a Capture the Flag event in September, researcher Andrew Danow discovered some strange behavior from PHP when embedding an escaped newline character in a URL. A fellow contestant at the event dug deeper and has now produced a working exploit based on the discovery. The vulnerability appears to be reasonably common among servers running Nginx and the PHP FastCGI Process Manager, and has prompted warnings from projects like Nextcloud for administrators to update their servers as soon as possible. The four major U.S. carriers have launched a new mobile authentication program. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon have now launched ZenKey, an idea first floated by the companies last year under the Project Verify label. Each are offering their own version of a mobile app that aims to provide a unified and multi-factor point of authentication for users, much like the new Sign In with Apple initiative. The companies claim that data captured by their apps won't be shared amongst themselves, but that your profile will be portable if you move between the carriers. Version 24 of Dash to Panel has gone vertical. The popular add-on that combines the Dash and the main GNOME panel to provide a more traditional launcher interface has just seen version 24 released. Users with widescreen monitors will probably welcome the addition of a new vertical option for the panel, which can now be placed on either the left or right-hand side of the screen. A more surprising addition to the app is an option to automatically receive program updates directly from GitHub, which will speed up delivery of new releases, but also bypass the quality checks performed by the GNOME team. Netflix has open-sourced PolyNote, an IDE-inspired programming notebook. Initially built for its own personalization and recommendation teams, Netflix Research has now released PolyNote under an Apache 2 license. Unlike its competitors, PolyNote supports multiple languages, meaning you could, for example, have Python code in one cell and Scala in another, and still share state between them. PolyNote also deals gracefully with program flow, removing the risk of variables maintaining spurious values between execution runs, which consequently helps increase notebook reproducibility. The BBC has joined the dark web. Facing censorship in countries like China and Iran, the UK's national broadcaster has launched a news website on the Tor network. The site is accessible using a Vanity Onion address and will be a copy of the broadcaster's international content, including foreign language sections. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/34. Drew will be in with your news tomorrow.